You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In the wake of Cyclone Gabrielle, hundreds of thousands of people were left without power across North Island, and tens of thousands are still lacking electricity a week on. I spoke to Dr. Tim Welch, an urban planning researcher at the University of Auckland, who is proposing a solution for some of our power woes: bury electrical lines underground. I first asked what impacts these extended outages have on people and recovery efforts.
Yeah, the length of time that people are out of power can be quite dramatic. It just depends on what your needs are, but people have food in the refrigerator and freezers that can spoil. That's a lot of money there. There are a lot of people that are also on life-saving medical devices, and even though they do have battery backups, they can run out of battery fairly rapidly and need life-saving intervention. And then a lot of people are just out of contact kind of with the rest of the world when they don't have electricity, they don't have internet, cell phone connections. And so it makes it quite difficult to kind of live your day-to-day life without power.
How much of this has been caused by down power lines versus damage to more core grid infrastructure like substations or power plants?
Well, we won't know fully what part of the infrastructure is most responsible for the outages until we kind of are able to assess the full damage probably in the coming weeks and months. But a significant portion of the outages were almost certainly a result of trees toppling over onto power lines and knocking out key infrastructure. Usually, even without extreme events, that's the primary source of power outages, whether they're localized or more widespread.
Undergrounding power lines has a higher initial cost, but a lower maintenance cost and higher uptime. How much of a difference does this make?
We often talk about good infrastructure and the cost behind it, and that's usually prohibitive of us doing kind of the investments necessary to make a more robust network, especially when it comes to power lines. So burying our power lines now would be very expensive. There's no getting around that. But above ground power lines also require a lot more maintenance. They require putting people in danger in a way, going out in storms or shortly after to repair the lines and to repair poles and trim trees, etc. So there's a lot of work behind maintaining that above ground infrastructure. When we bury it, we pay for those costs right up front, but there's very little maintenance, and the lack of power outages or the robustness of your uptime is so high that it can tend to pay for itself over time.
With the growing number of climate events, is this smart investment for infrastructure like this?
Investing in more robust infrastructure is certainly one of the keys that will help us better adapt and be more resilient to climate change. So we expect more intense and more frequent storms. And so anything we can do to make the infrastructure stronger now will serve us a lot better in the future. So definitely burying power lines sooner than later will be a big benefit.
What other benefits does putting lines underground have over above ground?
Well, I think most of us have been around a neighborhood that has above ground power lines. You may live in one. And just the visual effect of seeing power lines, they can be very unattractive for a lot of people. And then we have a lot of trees in our suburban neighborhoods, and a lot of those get trimmed pretty dramatically to the point where they're nearly, killed as a result of extreme trimming around power lines. So burying those power lines will give our trees a lot more space to grow, and trees will actually help us adapt better to the effects of climate change. So it can be kind of multiplicative of our efforts if we are able to kind of put those power lines underground.
European countries like Denmark, Germany, and the Netherlands have already invested in underground power lines for large portions of their grid. Have they seen a benefit?
Yeah, any country that has put a significant portion of their power lines underground have very low levels of power outage. We're talking about nearly 100% uptime. The amount of time that they spend without power is very low. So all of the countries that have buried their power lines generally experience less than 25 minutes per customer on average without power. The average in New Zealand is about 205 minutes. So it's a significant difference.
That was Dr. Tim Welch on the benefits of burying power lines.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.